Luke 15 in the meeting room Bible 1, 2, 4, 8, and we'll start from verse 1. And all the tax gatherers and the sinners were coming near to him, that is to Jesus, to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And then in John's Gospel, chapter 14, and that is in this Bible, page 1289. Page 1289, John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe on God, believe also on me. In my Father's house there are many abodes. Were it not so, I had told you, for I go to prepare you a place. And if I go and shall prepare you a place, I am coming again and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, ye also may be." Desire to speak about Jesus tonight, the Saviour of sinners. No, none other than the blessed Son of God. And I want to speak about Jesus receives sinners. Where we read in Luke 15, it was the Pharisees and the scribes say, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." They couldn't believe it. You and I need to know Jesus as our Saviour and Lord. For we must stand before God. One day we'll stand before God. But you can know his love now. You can know what it is to have a bright eternity. And Jesus is ready tonight, just as he was where we read when he was here on earth, to receive you. Jesus receives sinners. There's a scripture that says, "Faithful is the word." The word is faithful and worthy to be accepted, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is, he came to save you and me. That is, the reason he came is he wants you and me. He wants us to be happy. He came to bring us back to God. And he went to Calvary to die for us, the just one, he the just one, for us the unjust, to bring us back to God. He came because we were sinners and lost and we didn't know it. But Jesus came. Do you know who Jesus is? None other than God himself. God manifest in flesh. It was the only way God could take to come near you and me. We couldn't stand the presence of God in his full glory. God cannot have sin in his presence. But Jesus came in the person of his Son. And he took on a man whose form, born at Bethlehem's manger. The Almighty God became a man. How wonderful is that? It's the only way God could really get near us. How else could he get near us? If you and I try to get near, say, a sparrow, it would fly away. How could we get near a sparrow? You'd have to become a sparrow to know about a sparrow and for the sparrow not to be afraid. So no one here was afraid of Jesus. The tax gatherers and the sinners were coming near to him to hear him. Why did they want to hear him? Because he spoke words of grace. He told us about the message of the love of God. That God loves us even though we've sinned and gone far away from him and guilty before God. Jesus came near to tell us that God still loves us. And Jesus went to Calvary to die for us. He did so at Calvary. He gave himself the spotless victim to bring us back to God. All my sins, the whole of them, from start to finish, I know Jesus bore them at Calvary. He shed his precious blood that cleanses me from all sin. And he can cleanse you now. You can be saved tonight. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. How wonderful the love of God is that he's provided a Saviour for you and me to bring us back. God would have us. God wants our company. And he's ready to receive us. Jesus did this on earth. It says all the tax gatherers and the sinners were coming near to him to hear him. That is, they were happy, and Jesus did not cast them out. What a savior he is. He was showing the love of God to poor sinners like you and me. And God is ready to receive us tonight. There's three parables in this chapter. The first one is the sheep that was lost. The second one was the coin that was lost. And the third one is the youngest son that was lost. And they were all found. It shows the activity of God and his wondrous grace that he wants to find us. He wants to find that which is lost. If you have something that you've lost that you thought was precious, you would look until you find it. And that's what it says in the first two parables. It's the activity of finding. They seek until they find. If you value something, you would seek it till you found it. And I want to tell you tonight, friend, young friend and young old friend, that God thinks your soul is precious. You're precious to God. That's why the message goes to you and me tonight. God wants to find us and bring us back. So God is ready to receive us tonight. The third parable, the younger son, speaks of God ready to receive. And how does he receive? Arms outstretched to bless. That's how God receives one who comes back to him tonight. He receives you. And how can he do that? It's because Jesus finished the work at Calvary when he died on the cross, died for sinners. There was a believer called Paul, and he said, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He did it at Calvary, and it was once for all. And on that account, on the death of Jesus, God can receive you back, and his arms are outstretched to bless. What happens in the third parable, which we didn't read, the younger son was in the far country, and he turns back. He turns round, and the father runs to meet him. And how is he met? What a reception! He's given a kiss. Well, God wants you to know his love tonight. And if you turn and open your heart to Jesus and receive him, you'll know something of the reception from God. God who loves you. You'll know the love of God in your heart. You know, it's a wonderful thing to tell the gospel. It's a better thing to feel it yourself. The old preachers in this era used to say, it's better felt than telt. It's better to know it in your heart, and you can know the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus, what it is, none but his loved ones know. And you know, there's a wonderful hope that the believer in Jesus has. It is that Jesus is coming back. And why is he coming back? He's coming back for all those who trust him. And why does he come back? He says he comes back, I will receive you to myself. That is, he'll take us to be with himself. He doesn't send an angel, that would not do. The Savior who lives in heaven, who's a Savior for all, is coming back for all those who trust him. Wonderful, blessed hope. And where does he take us? A place that he has prepared in the very presence of God, where we'll enjoy his love throughout all eternity. It's a wonderful thing to know the love of Jesus. He's died for us to prove his love. His love is towards you tonight. God's love. Even though we've been far away from God, God tells us tonight that he loves us. He does love us because he gave his son to die for us and to bring us back. And the wonderful news for those who believe on Jesus, who put their faith in him, that he is coming and he will receive us. What a reception that will be. Take us into heaven and spend time eternally with him, enjoying the God's love with new bodies of glory. How wonderful it will be. May you trust him tonight. God makes it very, very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. May you trust him. May you be blessed for his name's sake.